Gister was sneldeel 5 van die Dakar-ren met 'n sneltraject van 353 km. Nasser Al-Attiyah het weer tweede geëindig en is nog steeds tweede algeheel 5 minute agter Carlos Sainz se Mini. Met die kleiner lig-inlaatbeperker waarmee die Hilux beperk word, het Nasser gesukkel om teen topspoed by die Mini te bly en dit is 'n saak van kommer. Vir Glenn Hall, spanbaas van die Toyota Gazoo Racing renspan, was die ster van sneltraject 5 sonder twyfel voormalige Formule 1 wereldkampioen wat deelneem aan sy eerste Dakar, Fernando Alonso.
Nasser had a fantastic stage, but he had to open, and we know that is really difficult. Yeah, I think the star of the day from the second group for today is Fernando. I mean, 1 minute slower than Janiel is something to be really proud of.
Today was good stage for us. I think in terms of pace was my best stage until now. We were confident with the car. We had a good rhythm in the sandy place at the end. Yeah, very happy with today's performance.
Kyk hoe die Toyota Gazoo Racing renspan die Dakar aandurf. Besoek www.tgrsa.co.za of soek TGR South Africa op sosiale media. Treasury One Motorsport se Henny de Klerk en sy navigator Johan Smalberger het hulle voete gevind met hulle Nissan Navara in die duine vir die eerste keer.
Ongelukkig was vandag nie baie beter as gister nie. Goed klaargemaak, maar ons het die bande probleme gehad. Gister was het papwiele gehad, vandag het ons verkeerde druk gehardloop. Ons het die route bietjie verkeerd beplan. Ons het minder duine verwag en toe is daar baie meer duine. Het was ook die eerste keer dat ek met die Nissan regtig in die duine is, so ons het dit bietjie versigtiger gevat.
In die SSV kategorie het Konrad Ruitenbach van Zimbabwe 'n baie goeie dag gehad in sy Zephyr en het 'n uitstekende derde posisie klaargemaak vir die dag.
Today was much better for us. We did the testing and set up our car for the sand and the dunes, and that's what we had today, so we had a good run.
Nou oor na Steffi Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group vir ons Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers.
With a mixed bag of fast sections, 200 kilometers of dunes and a freezing liaison, stage 5 most certainly delivered. Ryobi's Kirsten Lundman had a fast, flat-out first 100 kilometers, but reveled in her comfort zone of a 200-kilometer dune section, thick sand and camel grass, and finished in 68th on stage and moved into 69th overall. Graham Sharp had a tough day with mechanical issues, which made today an enormous challenge.
Tough day today. I had some mechanical issues with my fuel line. Yeah, that put a spanner in the works a bit, so I had to stop and fix that. And then my front quick connect kept popping off, even when it clipped, so I had to stop twice and fix that. Yeah, I lost quite a bit of time out there. Yeah, all fine otherwise. A lot of fun. Good challenge today.
Frustratingly, he missed another waypoint, but lives to fight another day, finishing in 89th on stage and 84th overall. Stuart Gregory felt good after today's stage in the dunes. He ran low on fuel but ended well in 84th on stage and 76th overall. Stuart now lies 13th in the Malamoto class. Ross Branch was in impeccable form again today, although it was hard on the shoulder. He rode with the top guns. Ross tells us more.
It was a really tough stage, you know, after finishing third yesterday and with a bit of a bruised up shoulder. Today was a really long day for me. It was a lot of camel grass and off-track stuff, but I really enjoyed it. The top guys caught me towards the end of the race, so I managed to stay with them and learn a lot from them in the last 100Ks or so. And I had a lot of fun riding with them. So the five of us finished together and we're all in one piece. The bike is amazing.
Our pocket rocket Tay Perry is tenaciously soldiering on with a bad bout of flu, but is feeling strong. The always positive Tay had a sound, solid day, ending in 72nd on stage and 67th overall.
Ek is Janette van Wiele Twee Wiele.
And I am Steffi from the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2020. Tot môre, hou jou wiele aan die rol.